This is Senator Al Simpson. In a cynical attempt to increase voter turnout, Democrats have a plan that would bankrupt the states without attaining the goal. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, increasing voter turnout sounds like a noble venture, but again, you Dems are only looking to send Bush another bill that will blow up under his desk. Ted, by forcing the states to create a whole new voting system based only on getting a driver's license, did it ever occur to you that states won't want or like this? At a cost of $70 million per state, you can't blame them. This is your old idea of deficit relief. Keep right on spending, but leave the states stuck with the tab. Ted, states that have switched to motor voter on their own actually saw a voter decline and an increase in voter fraud. Ted, no bill can make people vote. The people are staying away because they keep seeing some pretty real phony duds on the ballot. That's what's pretty scary. Good people aren't running. They're fed up, too.
Dead wrong on all counts, Al. The motor voter idea is a realistic and inexpensive way to reform voter registration and make it easier to vote. You're against every good government reform. You're against campaign financing restrictions to take federal elections off the auction block and limit what candidates can spend. Now you're against reforms to increase voter turnout in elections by reducing obstacles to registration. Your cost figure of $70 million per state is wildly inaccurate, Al. The Congressional Budget Office says the cost is $20 to $25 million for all 50 states. In fact, it's often cheaper to register voters at public agencies like the Motor Vehicle Bureau than to register in the current way, in obscure and inaccessible places. Your arguments are transparent smokescreens, Al. The real reason you don't want new voters registering is your well-grounded fear that they'll vote Democratic. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.